Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Steve Bailey. We have you until 6 o'clock tonight, and it's time now for us to return to our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership Program. And joining us here in studio, we have Don Romanchik, Director of Lorain County Community Development. Don, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, today we have you in here to talk about community development block grant allocation and set aside awards. Now, obviously, a lot of verbiage in there, so that means there's a great deal to discuss. But as I understand it, Lorain County receives on a two-year cycle somewhere in the area of $450,000 to be used for projects and services that assist households earning 80% or less of the area median income. And you were kind enough to send some information to me a little bit earlier talking about some projects that have been awarded locally in the past, and in previous years there have been some projects where this has really helped out a ton.
Yes, it has. It's been one of the great tools the federal government came up with back in the actual 1970s. So this is not a new program. And actually, the cities of Lorain and Elyria also receive the money. Theirs comes directly from the state. What makes it special with the county is that we actually work with our local communities to identify projects and move them forward for funding. Long term, over the last really 8 to 10 years, the funding coming through the state has been reduced for a variety of reasons. Some of them based on what's going on in Washington, D.C., with the amount of funds being made available to the program, as well as then decisions made in Columbus that have continued to whittle away. But still, it's a significant source of funding for some key projects that really help our county and our local citizens. Two projects we have going on right now are sanitary sewer rehabilitation going on in Sheffield Lake. This project was brought to us by the city. It was very competitive. The city actually is putting some of its own funds in to leverage. And we were able to just complete phase one literally today. I saw the last request for payment. And they televised the sewers, identified where the issues are, and we'll be going out to bid early next year to get those sewers repaired, protecting our environment, protecting our residents, and improving the level of service they'll be getting. Another project also in Sheffield Lake is we're working with them to expand their community center, actually adding additional space to make it a better place for people to be able to gather. And then other projects in the past have included things disparate enough as a fire station in Sheffield Township. We helped contribute the Board of Commissioners using block grant funds there. ADA accessible crosswalks in downtown Oberlin to help improve the accessibility of that community, as well as they are actually highly visible and nice looking as well. So it really helped with their downtown. And then we've done things in North Ridgeville, improving, again, ADA accessibility through their park program, our parks, and being able to allow people with disabilities to access the fields to watch their children and grandchildren be able to participate in sports, or even in a little village of Kipton where we've resurfaced streets. And we've done these things throughout the entire county. But these are just a couple of examples. But to go back to a little bit on where it's been difficult is the funds are highly competitive and there's been fewer and fewer. Columbus has reduce the allocation, and then we went from $314,000 in 2015 to $307,000. And then in 2017, they made the change and went from an annual cycle to every 2 years we would be applying. The advantages to that is it's easier for us to do larger projects with a little bit of lead time, such as an expansion of a community center. But the funding was reduced to $477,000, which is roughly $240,000 in round numbers per year available. So you can see a precipitous drop. Another important program that is funded out of this and is capped at 15% of the allocation is our Meals on Wheels program and working with Neighborhood Alliance. They've been working with the Board of Commissioners to provide this service for many, many years now, and they are able to bring in a lot of additional resources to really stretch the dollars across the county. And they've been a great partner in that. And then we are also required to provide fair housing services through this money. So there's a lot of demand on a diminishing resource, which unfortunately now has been a common reality for all of us.
Again, we're being joined here in studio by Don Romanchik, Director of Lorain County Community Development, here on our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. Today, discussing community development block grant allocation and set-aside awards. And, boy, certainly a lot of ground to cover there. And I think what's interesting, too, is the timeline in which you follow here as well, because everybody sees that number, and they certainly want to see, you know, how those dollars are being put to good use. And you mentioned that this has kind of become a little bit of a diminishing resource. Applications for certain projects and the funding for those projects are typically released at the beginning of the year, right? You're talking about somewhere in the late winter, early spring, somewhere in that general vicinity. How does that application process work?
Quite honestly, the formal application, as you said, will be released sometime early next year as we get some more information from the state and provide clearer guidance on the resources that will be available. However, we have been urging our local communities to already be thinking about projects, identifying projects, and calling our staff at Community Development to begin to talk about them, make sure that they're eligible, to make sure that they are able to fall within, you know, the timeline. Because if we do not spend the money during the grant application, it doesn't stay. It gets sent back to Columbus. So if you have a delay on a large project, and it goes beyond the window, then those funds aren't available, and then those local resources must make up that difference. And so we do our best to avoid that. So we've already been out and talked to local communities. One of the places we did it was at the Township Association back in, I believe it was October. And we've also, again, put out messages either through our Facebook and through our personal interactions. And the Board of Commissioners have provided myself, my department, with staff to be able to work much more closely with the with the local communities. And if needed, we are able to assist even on doing an income survey. As was mentioned earlier, these funds are really targeted to assist those that are at 80% or below the median income. The state gives us maps that show us what areas qualify without having to do an income survey. And that is a few areas throughout the county that we serve. But we all know that within each community, there are small pockets sometimes where incomes are a little lower than we would like them to be. And this program gives us an ability to improve the services and improve the infrastructure serving them, and to ideally control the cost so that we're not putting a burden on households that are already struggling. And we continue to do that reach out, and now is really a good time. Formally, when the applications get released, there's a little more than 2 months typically that they will have to fill out the paperwork, and it's fairly simple. It's a budget, it's a project description, it's who are you going to serve, how are they going to be served. And then we'll go and make sure it meets the requirements of the program, and we'll make our recommendations. The Board of Commissioners will actually hold two public hearings. The first one will formally announce the dollars that are available and the type of projects that are eligible. And we can also hear from the general public on their thoughts on how it could be spent, what they would like to see. And then we will do a second public hearing where we will have actually received the applications, made recommendations, and the Board of Commissioners will actually have those projects out in front for the public to have an opportunity to comment on as well as themselves. Typically that happens the end of May or the beginning of June, and then we submit our application. Again, we're talking long lead times. We've already started talking about this back in October. Application won't be submitted till June, and then we will not hear from the state likely until September or October of the year 2019. And then once we know what the funding is and how much has been granted for each individual project we submit, then we have to go through our steps on the administrative side. Unfortunately, the state does allow us to use some of the money to handle that administration, so it's not a a burden on the county general fund to be able to operate this program. And we do an environmental review, making sure that we're not negatively impacting the environment. And once we get that through in process, then we will get from the state what is called a release of funds, where we can actually start spending the money. That typically doesn't occur until November or December of 2019. So it can be from the time we first start talking about this to the communities to the time we can start to spend money, over a year. So it's a lot of planning and it's a lot of effort for these precious dollars.
What I find fascinating about this also is the flexibility with some of these block grant allocations. I mean, you talked about a wide variety of different projects to improvement to sanitary sewers, to street improvements, to park improvements, and then, of course, the tie-in as well with the Meals on Wheels. So I think to me, Don, what really stands out is the flexibility with these funds.
And that is one of the hallmarks of this program, is that we're really able to address local needs. And so that's why the board has really empowered my department to be reaching out and making sure people are aware that these dollars are available and to work with us early on so that if they have an idea, we're here to support them and figure out whether or not it would be eligible. And then if it is, then to find the way to put together the most competitive application possible. Now, there are additional funds for special projects. An example would be back in 2015, I believe it was, we were successful in working with the city of Amherst and their Main Street program to bring in an additional $300,000 in what's known as a set-aside for downtown revitalization. In working with the mayor and their Main Street program, we were able to make improvements to their parking downtown, which has been at a premium, and then also provide small grants to local business owners to improve their buildings. And we were, every dollar was leveraged with a dollar in private money as well. And so we are really getting, maximizing our return on investment. And it's really those partnerships that the board and the state in this program have allowed us to pursue. And without our local communities, without our local governments, this program would not be near the success it has been.
Well, and you can certainly see some of those dollars at work. If you've been to downtown Amherst and you've seen the increase in the number of parking spots and certainly the way those businesses down there have thrived. We were actually there for our spotlight on Amherst at Arabica a little over a week ago. We frequently do shows at the Brew Kettle there in Amherst as well. So if you've been to the heart of downtown Amherst, you know just how well those dollars are working down there.
In fact, that program worked so well, the board for smaller communities actually developed a downtown revitalization loan program so that we're not dependent upon the state in these dollars and these special set-asides to be able to provide low-interest loans to our downtown villages so that they can be competitive and continue to receive some resources from the local government as well. And so we're hopeful to be able to be making our first loan, hopefully there shortly. And that's an example of where really we had a good project. The board really took hold of it and decided that we could do more. And so we've worked with them to design a program as well. So this community development block grant and the set-aside program has really enabled us as a county to expand our capabilities as well, not just using the federal money, but also helped come up with some project design to help other communities in our county that would not necessarily be competitive on a statewide application process, which these set-aside grants are. Other examples of the set-aside are infrastructure grants for the like a sanitary sewer or a road project that would have an economic development component, either job creation preferably or job retention, and or critical infrastructure where you're serving a low mod income neighborhood that may need a sewer upgrade or a bridge replacement, something of a critical nature to allow that community to really continue to exist or to thrive. And so we also, that application process, we've been asking for ideas there as well, so that we can submit as many applications as possible for dollars back to our community. Because at the end of the day, these federal dollars are our dollars that we've sent to Washington, and we do have needs here, and this is our opportunity to bring, one of our opportunities to bring them back and put them back to work for our people.
No doubt about it. Well, Don, this is a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping in studio and shedding some light on the Community Development Block Grant Allocation and Set-Aside Awards, and we'll do it again soon.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much again. Don Romanchik, Director of Lorain County Community Development, joining us here in studio on our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership Program. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We will come back with more right after this here on AM 930 WEOL.